The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have on the phone a couple of the officials from the upcoming Keysville Shanty Days. It is this weekend. Nice to think that Shanty Days is here, because then we can start thinking of all the other things like ribstock and cheeseburger in the summer. But there's plenty of action coming up this weekend. We have on the phone Steve Lowers, president of the Keysville Chamber, from the chamber office, Debbie Fulgrim, and Todd Tulaski is a member of the chamber as well. I want to thank you all for being with us today. And Shanty Days is coming, bigger and better every year.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling, Craig. Nice talking with you, and good morning. And the weather is looking very good for this year's Shanty Day Festival. It's going to be our 23rd festival, and we're excited. We got some new events. We've got some new additional cash prizes on a few different things, and a terrific fireworks show for the weekend, and quite a few events. If you don't mind, I'd like to turn it over to one of our chairmen of the Shanty Days, Todd Tulaski, who's also a board member, and he's going to kind of go over some of the nice new events we have right here.
Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Todd. Every year, it seems, you try to put something, a little fresh spin on it, give us something new. What have you got for us this year?
For our new, we have a winter bocce ball tournament on Saturday.
Is that even possible?
One of our newest events that's going to be at the down at the Keysville County Park, starting at 11 a.m.
Is that dangerous? I mean, that sounds difficult.
We do have a shuttle bus running throughout the community, courtesy of the Blue Water Inn. That'll be running throughout the whole day.
Okay.
Cash prizes for the potty trotty this year. We changed the prize package a little bit. $150 for first place, $100 for second place, and a $50 third place prize. The chili cook-off has some cash prizes. We have our usual polar bear dip. That's our big attraction on Saturday. Cardboard sled races, our chick on a stick. A third annual antique vintage snowmobile show. Dale Ricker puts that together. That's a real fun deal. He'll have a warm-up wood fire going there and some vintage snowmobiles for the show.
Okay. And all the favorites are back, too, I take it.
All the favorites are back. Our usual things, we have an entertainment tent, the snowman building contest. There's a lot of pool and dart tournaments throughout the town. The big fireworks show on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, that's going to be the biggest one that we've done for Shanty Days so far. That's about our third or fourth year for fireworks, I believe.
Is it different to see fireworks in the winter? Is the sky clearer? Does the snow reflect it? Is it different?
If we're lucky enough to have snow in the air, it does reflect it. They're closer. They're a little closer to town because of not as much of a fire hazard, so they're nice and close, and they are pretty nice to see in the winter.
Terrific.
I'm going to turn you over to Deb here for a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Debbie. Is this kind of one of your busy times of the year, getting everything and all the T's crossed and I's dotted before Friday hits?
Yes, that's what we're doing. We're getting ready. They're putting the tent up as we speak. The entertainment tent, that will be running all day on Saturday from noon to 9 o'clock. Again, the winter bocce ball should be a fun event. It's new this year. Of course, we had the potty trotty, chick on a stick, the cardboard sled racing, polar bear dip. We also have Sunday's a great day for the family. Keysville's famous for trying to keep all their accessible family friendly. And on Sunday from 11 to 1 at the Keysville Eagles Club, there's a free lunch for the children. We will also have children entertainment. We'll have face painting, glitter tattoos, there'll be a craft area where they can make snowflakes. And then from there, they would go to the county park, and they've got snow soccer starting at 1:30, a snowman contest, and a treasure hunt on Sunday. So it's, you know, from Friday to Sunday, if you come to Cathel, you'll have something to do.
And I understand.
I'll get you back to Steve, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hey, Craig, and we saved the best for the last.
Uh-oh.
The best event sponsored by WLEW and the Blue Water Spas, and that's going to be our annual polar bear jump, polar bear dip. And I did it a couple of years ago accidentally. I fell in the hole. I wasn't really intentionally trying to get in, but, we get 80 to 100 people doing it every year from every age bracket, and it's just it's a blast to see. I'll be down there doing some announcing along with Kurt Damro, and, of course, I know your gang will be down there, and we'll see if we can get any of the WLEW employees to jump this year.
It won't be me, but we'll see what we can do for you.
Nathan kid, he's a pretty young, skinny kid.
Well, we'll see if we can find someone.
I would like to challenge him to come down and jump in the WLEW sponsored polar bear dip.
well, and we've been happy to be a part of the polar bear dip for all these years, and it has changed. I mean, when we first started, we were doing this like out in the bay, Wildfowl Bay, Mud Creek area, and then we had some seasonal problems with ice formation. We did it at the marinas, and this year ice doesn't seem to be a problem, but we're still doing it at the marina.
Right, yes, we are. Yeah, that was unfortunate. We had some good times out there. You know, I've been part of this the entire time, the entire 23 years, and we did have some nice times down at Mud Creek with more of the racing and things like that. And, boy, that would be nice if we get that change of weather to where it's going to consistently be like this. Maybe we can and find a way to expand it and include some racing and things like that because it's a very popular sport. We really like to see a lot of snowmobiles out this weekend, and we normally do. That's a good source of transportation in that particular time. Craig, and if I could, as far as that fireworks show that we're going to have at 9 o'clock, that's going to be sponsored by the Wooded Island Sports Grill, Bell Engineering, Caseville Family Market, the Caseville Resort Marina, Cap and Tree Service, and, of course, all the Button Buyers. It's going to probably be about a good 10-12-minute show, but it's going to be continuous fireworks. And he had mentioned, as far as viewing it, it's going to be at the Wooded Island, so you can go anywhere on Main Street in Caseville to view them. And the neat thing about it is, without the trees in the way and the snow on the ground, it does it makes it really really nice fireworks show.
I understand this year you got lucky with your ice fishing contest. It happens to fall on free fishing weekend for the winter statewide.
It works out perfect. Yes, we have a free ice fishing contest Saturday and Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, we do, and that goes from 7 to 5. That's coordinated by Walsh's Gun and Tackle, and no pre-registration required. You can just show up, and no license required. And there's a two-day contest for the biggest walleye, lake trout, perch, and pike.
And there are prizes for those as well.
Prize,
yeah,
for that.
And
we're giving away a lot of cash this year. You know, we're trying to find a way to you know make things a little bit bigger and better. And you know the outhouse racing is a fun event, and people going and spending the amount of money and time to build an outhouse that they can actually physically race, and it has to have a toilet and toilet paper and everything else in there. So they put a little bit of money into it, so it's pretty rewarding if they won one of the three cash prizes we're offering out for that.
It seems only appropriate for shanty days it would be cold cash.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. The neat thing about it is Rob and Linda Pillsworth are good friends of ours, and they own the Key North Surf Shop in town, and they're going to sponsor that cash event for the outhouse racing. So, you know, generous donations from that, along with a lot of different sponsors. They're also sponsoring the chili cook-off. We got a great core of sponsors, you know, every year, you know, for all the different events we do here. And like I mentioned before, we got on the phone when I was talking with you. I volunteer and I help out a little bit, but I've been working on. I just completed all the bands for our seventh annual Ripstock Festival that'll be coming in June, and I've got about 90% of the bands complete for our Cheeseburger Festival in August. So we're a busy group here.
Well, and this is a time, you know, winter traditionally in our shoreline communities is kind of a quiet time, but this is the one weekend of the winter where Caseville shines and everybody comes to town.
You know, we appreciate it. We appreciate all the support from the people that come in, not just from the city, but all the communities around the Thumb area. And I think they feel the same way we do. It's time to get out and enjoy some outdoor activity, even if it's just for a weekend. And 37 days till spring, you know, so it's a time to get up and get moving and maybe lose a couple of the pounds that we put on in the wintertime, like I know I have. So we got to get some energy and get out there and have some fun. But, you know, one other thing I could mention, too, is the guys from the DPW, they're out there right now, and they're plowing all the areas that we're going to be putting up all the different events, like the broom ball. And that's a fun one to come down and see, too, watching the groups play the fire, the broom ball. And the DPW guys are fantastic. And, of course, the chairman, the chair people of the festival, Todd Tulaski, Dave Bout, Julie Cray, Herschel, and also one big thank you to our medical services. They're going to be down there in the water, the Caseville Fire Department, along with the EMTs and that, making sure everyone is safe all weekend long.
You folks who put this together, do you like take Monday off and then start working on next year?
Absolutely. You know, that's what we do around here. It's just a circle. It's a, I don't want to say a vicious circle, but it's a circle and and every year, but the neat thing about it is with all the supporters we get, you know, we put out some really, really good fun festivals, and as Debbie pointed out, we really like to make it a family event, all our festivals.
Now,
I'm looking forward to a lot of good things, obviously this weekend, but give you a little brief synopsis, mid-June when we have our third annual triathlon, which is supposed to be over 500 athletes. That same weekend, we got a Motown band coming to Caseville. Of course, the last weekend in June, we've got our fireworks, our Ribstock Festival. We have a golf outing this year. Memorial Weekend is a fundraiser for our fireworks. First week of July, we've got the fireworks festival. The following week, we've got a bike show. The following week after that, we have another concert going on, and then we'll be getting up into our Cheeseburger Festival. So we have a busy summer here in Caseville, and we're excited about it. And to me, this is the kickoff, the Shannon Day Festival.
Is there information on the website as to when all the events are happening, if people want to make some plans and mark off where they want to be and what they want to do?
Most certainly, Craig. You can go to www.casevillechamber.com. We've got the 2015 event list on there along with all our membership, and we have brochures. We produce over 20,000 brochures for the Chamber of Commerce every year, so you could pick one up and do what I do and stick it on your refrigerator and see, watch all of, get ready for all the great things that are going to happen in Caseville this year.
Is there information for things like the potty trotty and that as to the regulations of how to build the thing and stuff?
Absolutely. We've got all that on the website. You just go right to the schedule, to the Shanty Day schedule, and I'll give you a brief synopsis of what you need to do for the porta potty.
And whether there's
any questions, anybody has any questions out there, they can call the Caseville Chamber of Commerce at 856-3818.
3818.
Debbie or Michelle will be happy to answer your questions.
Are most of these things you just come and enjoy them, or are there things if you want to participate you need to pre-register, like bocce ball? You may need to know if you got a full team and all this kind of stuff.
You know, it helps us out, Craig, but normally it's not the case because some people are, you know, not sure if they can make it up. So they can register right at the time of the event. Same with the outhouses and things like that. The broom ball, there's a meeting on Friday. We've got, I believe, the four teams for the broom ball, which Barry Zinger does for us every year, does a great job, and they have a lot of fun out there. I know we got a DTE team, which is new, and then a blue water team and a couple other teams. And as far as any other pre-registration, nothing is really required for any of them. They can just show up at the event. They want to play bocce ball, winter style, Caseville style, we're calling it. They can just show up there a few minutes beforehand and We're gonna figure out how to play bocce ball. We haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, I was wondering how you were gonna do that. You have warming sites as well because it has been kind of cold, not quite as bad as last year, but it's still been cold. And if people need to warm up, you have places for them to go.
We do. We have a warming set up. In fact, I believe it's at the Methodist Church, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. Also, you know, you can go into the chili cook-off at the Eagles Club, stay warm in there, and have some chili. We've got bingo at Lefty's. We got a lot of different areas where you can go and just kind of relax and enjoy it. And but the official warming site is 11 to 2 on Saturday. That's sponsored by the Caseville United Methodist Church. They'll be serving free hot chocolate and coffee. And then they'll be selling their homemade, awesome pasties. So that'll be neat. And one other thing is we're offering a good cash prize of $500. We've got some firework. We've got some Shanty Day raffle tickets left. They're $2 a piece. You can buy them at the Chamber or some of the businesses and get a chance to win some money. We'll be down at the entertainment tent all day on Saturday selling the raffle tickets and also 50-50s. We've got a crazy hat contest that we'll be featuring in the evening on Saturday night at the tent. So pull out your crazy hat and maybe you can win a little money.
And when you think of the weekend, it really starts Friday.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? All the bars and restaurants in town, they get involved with their pool tournaments and different things like that. And it's really nice for the people to come into town and get their dinner that they haven't had in a while because they haven't been up here in a few months and sit down and relax and get the list of a special day on Saturday where we've got all kinds of events going from first thing in the morning till the end of the night. So we're gonna have a nice weekend, and it's going to be cold, but hey, it's a winter festival.
And I understand you're going to have a photo contest too.
We do a photo contest every year, yeah. You can just email the pictures of the Caseville Chamber after the festival, and we'll give out a cash prize to the winner of the best photo.
Well, that's a good way of not only having some fun for people to do but while they're here, but also it gives you a good record of what was happening in years past.
It really does. It's done a great thing, too, for all the festivals because we get some ideas of what we can do and be creative next year for the following year festival. Like you mentioned, we basically, once we put the book away at a festival, we kind of open it back up and restart it all over again. So it's nice to have fresh ideas, and when people are sending pictures out, kind of helps us out for the following year.
It shows you what they enjoyed and how it came off.
Yes, yes. And Todd's got one other thing to say for you, Craig.
Okay.
Just want to remind everybody about a nice, warm, free shuttle anywhere around the festivals, around town. Courtesy of the Blue Water, it'll be running throughout the day and the evening.
Is there a good place to park so you can get the shuttle, or?
Well, parking gets limited this time of the year, but they'll be traveling around town all day, so all they have to do is wave their hand and jump on.
So it isn't like park at the school and hit your ride into town?
No.
Nothing like that.
We haven't planned that. If we run right out of parking and they do end up parking something like that, we will surely accommodate that also.
Okay. I just wanted to give people a place to start. All right. Sounds like you've got things well in hand. Another one just ready to undergo the just actually pulling it off. We're just crossing our fingers, no snowstorms, and nice cool weather and blue skies so that you can enjoy it.
Absolutely.
And if people have questions, again, you have the website. Everything can be answered there.
Sure can. Or call the chamber office.
Well, I appreciate you taking time with us today, and we wish you good luck. And, of course, we here at WLAW will be out there on Saturday for the Polar Bear Dip. And hopefully we'll...
Look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you much. Bye-bye. Our guests today on the program have been from the Caseville Chamber of Commerce. We have had Steve Lowers. He's the president. Todd Tulaski, a board member. He's also part of the committee putting together Shanty Days, which is this weekend. And Debbie Fulgrim. She's the office manager for the chamber. Again, a reminder, it is this weekend, Friday the 13th. Going to be a lucky day if you want to have some fun and start your weekend Friday through Sunday. A lot of activities Sunday, a lot of activities for the kids as well. You can go onto the website for the Caseville Chamber of Commerce. Just Google Caseville Chamber of Commerce. You'll find it, and they'll have all the information as to when things start, where you need to be for all the events that'll be coming up. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news here at WLAW.